Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Bridget.
Hello.
Now, we're talking about waiting today. We've all experienced waiting.
I'm not a good waiter.
No?
No.
Yeah.
I'm very impatient.
It depends what it is, I reckon.
True.
But yes, or you can wait for a certain amount of time, but then you hit this limit. I've waited too long now.
Yeah, that's probably me. I'm like, now what is going on?
Yeah. Have they forgotten my order?
Yeah.
You know, do I need to remind them? Yeah.
Make eyes at the waiter.
Yeah, that's right. And so today is really about what are the lessons we can learn from waiting? Because we know that we wait in life in our faith.
Yeah.
We ask for things for God. We want circumstances to change. We want new opportunities or, you know, some of us were like, God's called me to this, but none of that has happened. Why not God? You know? So there's so many reasons we can be waiting. But God has a reason, which is frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, at times you're like, well, no God. But what are the things we can learn from our waiting? And so the scriptures that I shared or the story I shared was about Lazarus rising from the dead.
Yeah. I love this story.
Yeah. What do you love about it?
I think it's the we'll get to talking about it in a second, but It's the 2 days for me. If you don't know this story, we'll tell you about it in a minute. But for me, it's the 2 days. And that, like, it frustrates me, but also brings me great joy, like, at the same time. But
all right.
We'll get there in a minute.
So let's dive into the story then. So this story is Lazarus, who is a good friend of Jesus. He is dying.
Yeah.
And so Lazarus has two sisters, Mary and Martha. And they send a message to Jesus to say, Lazarus, your friend is sick. And essentially they're saying, come, Jesus, we need you. Would you come?
Which you would think is pretty normal.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's right. And Jesus decides to stay where he is for 2 days. And that's what you're referring to. And then after these 2 days, Jesus says to his disciples, all right, let's go to see Lazarus. And the disciples are like, oh, well, if he's sleeping, because Jesus says something to the effect of Lazarus is sleeping, let's go see him.
Yeah.
And the disciples are like, well, if he's sleeping, you know, that's okay, you know. And Jesus I love this part though, has to just be blunt.
Yeah.
Lazarus is dead.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, let's go.
It's time to go.
Yeah. And then they go, and Jesus then, as he gets to the village, both Mary and Martha, at different times too, like run to him and approach him. If you had been here, our brother would not have died.
They're angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this desperation anger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is desperation gone maybe because he's now dead?
Yeah.
You know, that desperate, I don't know. But
I just as a side point, I think we read stories about Martha and Mary and to see such women of great faith in that moment. Be so frustrated. It goes, oh gosh, I'm normal.
Yeah.
They're normal.
Yeah.
I'm normal.
Yeah. A validation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so they go to Jesus, you know, if you'd been here, brother would not have died. And Jesus responds with, you know, he will rise again. And they think, yes, we know God on the last day, you know, like thinking God's talking about the end of time.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Jesus says, no, you will see God's glory. And then he raises Lazarus from the dead. And, you know, it's often made me think about, and I shared how my sister was sick many years ago, what that desperation is like when you're waiting on something.
Yeah.
Now, this is obviously, let's say, a medical sickness, and I think many of us know what it's like when we've had family members who are sick and we're waiting. And then when, like I said, we relate that to other things in our life that we're waiting on. But the desperation that we can have, and the verse that really stuck out to me that I did share was verse 5. So this is John chapter 11, verse 5, where Jesus has just received the message to say Lazarus is sick. And verse 5 says, so although Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for the next 2 days. And the first part of that verse says, so although Jesus loved them, he loves them, but he makes them wait.
Yeah.
And you just think, isn't that interesting that even though he loves, he still makes us wait? And that's what a loving parent does, though,
yeah,
to their children.
Mm.
That's how we teach our children.
Mm.
We teach others to grow, to mature. Sometimes you got to wait.
Mm. I think that's why, like, this part of the story frustrates me a little bit, because I'm like, God, why wouldn't you just go? But then when you see the miracle that was performed because of that, you go, oh my gosh, God, I love you so much, you know, for allowing us to experience this.
So it's interesting. It's just come to my mind now. Let's say Jesus had gone as soon as he'd got the message. He may have gotten there before Lazarus died.
Mm.
And then could have healed him of the sickness. Because he did that in the scripture. He healed people who are sick.
Yeah.
But almost, which is the greater miracle?
Yeah.
Healing someone who's sick or raising from the dead?
Yeah.
What a bigger comeback.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Yeah. Yeah. But also, like, maybe that's what Mary and Martha needed.
Yeah.
Maybe they needed the bigger miracle.
Mm.
And we can, maybe you need that in your life.
Mm. Mm.
You know, it's, you want it now. You're sick of waiting. Maybe God's got a bigger miracle planned for you.
Yeah.
You just never know.
No, you don't. And that's part of the hope and the trust in God, that got to trust that your plan is perfect.
Yeah.
So what are some of these lessons that we can learn? And the first one is that waiting purifies our motives.
Mm.
It makes us really individually ask, is this really what I want, God?
Mm.
Is this direction you want me to take? You know, you might have been going a certain direction your whole life and you're waiting for the next step, and then God's like, no, I'm going to shift you this way.
Yeah.
But you got to wait and really think about it.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think we get so frustrated in the waiting, we then don't question our motives. Yeah. Like, I think if we're smart, we can use waiting to do these lessons or to particularly learn these things rather than be frustrated. Yeah. But if I'm honest, frustration is... there's going to be some element of that at times too. Yeah.
I had a friend, well, we're still friends, who was very impulsive and would just kind of, like, I guess you would refer to, like, running his mouth. Like, he would just speak all the time. And he went through this season where when somebody would speak to him, he would count to five before he would respond because it allowed him that moment to think about what he was going to say and I guess do this, purify his motives in how he was going to use his words because he didn't want to, you know, listen to somebody share and then make it about him. Wanted to show that pure intention. But I thought, what an incredible discipline to kind of instill. Yeah. And does he do it now? No, he doesn't do it now. But it was a season of his life so that he would purify those motives, you know, in the way that he spoke to others.
So the next lesson is waiting gives us new experiences. In that, life just happens when we're waiting. We have to keep living our life, going to work, putting the laundry out, just anything. But therefore challenges come up and we become different people, stronger people through those new experiences. We learn lots. Mm. And so sometimes God is waiting because he's like, you're not ready yet because you haven't learnt this and this.
Yeah.
You haven't grown enough in this area. Yeah. You need to mature over here.
Yeah.
You need to have a conversation that's not going to happen until that point.
Yeah.
And so waiting means by the time God does do what maybe he's going to do, we've learnt, we've grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that preparation. Mm. Yeah.
Waiting teaches us to be faithful, which is hard, but it does. How much do we just come back to him? You know, we talked about over many of our podcasts about, are we chasing him to know him?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to share Habakkuk 3 again because it's such a beautiful scripture that I know Mum, Rosemary, shares, particularly in her life. She's held on to this, which is just about trusting God in joy, or trusting in him during trouble. And it says, though the fig tree does not blossom and no fruit is on the vines, though the produce of the olive fails and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength.
Mm.
You know, even if what we're waiting for never comes, will we be faithful?
Yeah.
Which is hard, but the truth is, for some of us, some things won't come.
Yeah. And sometimes you're never going to see that, but I think still being faithful that it will come, even if you never see the fruit of that, is still important.
And trusting in him. Yeah. Waiting strengthens us. It helps us to, and which is tied in with my last lesson here, which waiting teaches us dependence on God. So we're strengthened in the time if we allow it to. I think there's an openness that we need to have about allowing it to strengthen us
in him. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think so many times, and we've talked about it before, is saying, you know, God, you can be the Lord over my life in these areas.
Yes.
You know, just these ones you can have.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I'm good at those and that's easy. But it's saying, you know, Lord, I want you to be the Lord over my entire life and all of it, where those challenges come because it requires such dependence. Fails me to kind of think of an example now. But, yeah, it causes us to put ourselves in a vulnerable position, which nobody likes to do. Nobody walks around saying, oh, I'd like to feel vulnerable today. Can somebody help me? But, it forces us to be in that where we have nothing else but dependence on God.
Yep.
I guess that example of when your sister was sick, you know, there was nothing you can do to control that.
Yeah.
It forced you to have a dependence that God would come through.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. And ultimately, God just wants our surrender and our trust in him. And that's what I think waiting really does.
Yeah.
Is it causes us to ask the question, am I being surrendered on him?
Yeah.
So the weekly challenge is for this week to ask ourselves, what lesson am I learning in my waiting? So either in a season you're in right now, maybe you're waiting for something, or what have you learnt in a previous season of waiting? Because I think each of us would have, well, we've all experienced it.
Yeah.
So we could have an example. So that's the weekly challenge, to think about what lesson am I learning in my waiting? All right, well, we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. See you, everyone.
Bye.